And welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is Wednesday, and education is the focus of In Focus here today. We'll start with USD 383 in the first half of the show, Manhattan Area Technical College, the second half of the show. And today we're speaking with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And he's joined by Board Member Carla Hagemeister. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you.
And again, I'm sure Dave's going to chime in here. Yesterday was Eric Reed's birthday. We were talking about that.
I caught wind of that.
Everybody did, seemed to.
Yeah, yeah. And how did I not know about it first, Eric? You know, I'm really frustrated because of that, because that's important information to have. Between you and Marvin.
Yeah.
And then all those board members, too. I mean, you're important people.
Oh, I'm getting where I try to keep that on the down low, to be honest with you.
Oh, no. You're in my database now.
Thanks, Dave.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
You're welcome.
Yeah, he's the birthday guru of Manhattan.
Oh, there's a lot of things people call me.
I've been called worse. Yeah.
There are worse things that I've been called just yesterday, in fact.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on, kind of get an update of what's going on in the school district. Of course, the board meets tonight, 6:30 at the Robinson Education Center. And before we get into the meat and potatoes of that agenda, there's some activity going on here in the district this week, most notably around Woodrow Wilson Elementary School.
That's correct. I was just talking with Eric and you before we started the show that I drove past Woodrow Wilson on my way down here to the station this morning and was really happy to see that, first of all, the forms are coming in for the parking lot that will provide off-site or off-street parking for our teachers and staff at Woodrow. So that's coming along. And it's exciting to see the progress on that project. And that also we will tomorrow be celebrating the opening of that section of Juliet Street, and that our kids will be able to participate in some activities surrounding that as well. And how nice it will be to have the bus drop off, have the bus cut out. First of all, that's a nice big improvement for us, is that there will be a bus cut out in Juliet for that. But also just to have that street opened up to allow for that circulation around the full block.
Yeah, that's been closed for quite some time, hasn't it?
Quite a while, almost all summer, and then make it into 9 weeks of school. So it'll be great to get that open. So we're really grateful, thankful for the opportunity. I always say, you know, it'll be nice when it's done, and we're getting to a point where that project's almost finished. They still have to finish out the street on Juliet to points, and that's okay. Actually, for a while, that right turn will be a little easier for everyone to turn and get in that bus lane. So we're excited to use it.
I don't know whose idea it was, but to get the kids to participate in bringing bricks to the crews to lay them down, that was brilliant. What a great opportunity.
Yeah, that was probably Dr. North.
Probably,
And working with the city and those combinations, those are things they... I think those are stories they'll tell their kids when they're driving through Manhattan someday,
yeah,
whether
so.
They live here, they come by and visit, or they live here the rest of their lives. They're always going to be telling people, I laid some of those bricks down on Juliet in front of my school.
Absolutely. It was a fun day. I was able to swing by while that was happening. My daughter is a student there, and so I wanted to take a peek. And I was also really excited to see as it was happening that it wasn't just that the kids were participating in the physical aspect of it, but that there was somebody there from the city that was talking about the engineering aspects of it and the history of it, and that it wasn't just them coming outside for a few minutes to move some bricks, that it really was an educational opportunity for them as well to really see some real-life application to some of the things that they're learning about in the day-to-days at school.
Yeah, they get to learn about water drainage. And
absolutely.
And great things like that.
Detours.
Detours.
Patience.
Patience. Ah, that's a big one.
Oh, my. That's heavy stuff.
Well, definitely good news there for those students. As far as other activities going on this week in the district, anything exciting going on right now? I know we're kind of getting close to the end of October.
Yeah, there's always all kinds of stuff. I always encourage people to check the webpage for the activities that are in the buildings that are closest to their heart. But we've got the end of the 9 weeks coming up, which means we're off school on Friday and allow teachers to get grades in and all that fun stuff and prep for conferences. So we have elementary conferences next week. And while I'm halfway through that, I'll go ahead and read Michelle's announcements. no school on Friday, October 18th. That's for everybody, all K-12 students, pre-K-12 students. Elementary parent-teacher conferences are next week. We're doing that a little different, where we let each building choose which nights and days they were doing those conferences. So pay attention to your buildings and the announcements coming out from them on what nights are yours, and get your time signed up. We usually assign times and people come in for that. And there's no school for elementary students during those conferences. So K-6 students, October 24th, 25th, no school. 7 through 12, you're on.
That's right.
And I know a number of the schools are doing, as mentioned, you can look this up on their social media pages here, but harvest parties. What's the rules for Halloween as far as students dressing up? Is there rules on that?
It's basically by the building. Whatever your building kind of sets and puts a tone in there. The district doesn't take a stance or no stance on Halloween. But most of them do harvest parties and do evening parties. They want to celebrate in costume a lot of the time. So a lot of buildings set those up.
And I think part of that mentality or part of that thought sometimes is that if you allow the kids the opportunity to come and celebrate and have fun with their friends after school, then during the school day, although they're going to obviously have some celebrations still, but the school day can still be more focused for that. I know that Northview Elementary School has their costume plan or their costume policy this year is directed towards your favorite storybook character. So if the students want to dress up as somebody, it's going to tie back to literacy. It's going to tie back to somebody from a book that they're reading, and their teachers are amazingly creative and great team players in the costumes that you see coming from their teachers, and they make it a fun day for those kids too.
Excellent. Well, it's going to be an exciting time here the next couple weeks for students with, again, days off of school here and the celebrations here heading towards Halloween. Let's talk about what's coming up in the school board meeting tonight. I know one of the topics is immunization procedure changes.
Yeah, we got the nurse team that wanted to clarify immunization procedures as far as, you know, you're legally required under state law to be immunized coming into school. Now, you can opt out for religious reasons, but basically we had some discrepancies in the district on what timelines we gave people to get their shots done and get them ready. We do have, Carla and I were talking about this before too, we've got multiple, either teaching staff or even students that are immunocompromised, and being exposed to certain diseases can really set them back a long way. So basically this is a push from the nurses to kind of get some consistency across the district, which is generally a good thing for us.
It's absolutely important. We were talking about the fact that even within our own families and within our teaching staff and students that there are some students either or people who either are not able due to their illnesses or their bodies to have immunizations. So they rely upon the rest of us to make sure that we're immunized. It's a big thing, and those illnesses that we think of as pretty minor can be very life-threatening to some people. So I really think, just from personal experience for me, I saw this policy as a good positive change and something that provides consistency so that you know what the expectation is, and it doesn't vary from building to building. I think it just allows people to have the information and move forward with that.
And this is going to set deadlines for when you get it by?
Yeah, and it's also going to show the opportunities and be very clear that our nurses are great about trying to get people in for their shots. They're going to also hold some clinics within the buildings that will bring the health department to the schools to finish up the shots. We're going to try and make it as user-friendly as possible.
Okay. Well, that'll be one big topic here on the agenda tonight. Let's take a break. We'll come back, talk more about what's happening at tonight's school board meeting with USD 383 officials after this on News Radio KMAN.